Welcome to the Fund2000.com Real Estate Podcast. My name is Chuck Hamm, and today we're going to talk about residential real estate commissions and dispel some myths about the commissions. All right, welcome. So today let's talk about real estate commissions and let's dispel some myths and also talk about some changes that might be coming our way in real estate commissions and MLS rules, and that could be forced upon us through litigation. So the traditional method is getting attacked. The traditional method for determining a real estate commission in residential sales has mostly been set by the MLS. MLS stands for Multiple Listing Service. So when you get on Realtor.com or you talk to your agent, when you get on Zillow, Redfin, all the big services, or even some of the firm websites, like all of the firm websites like REMAX, Coldwell Banker, Century 21, and our own website for sold2000.com, we're all pulling the data from the MLS, the Multiple Listing Service. And the Multiple Listing Service is a service that is hired by agents and their associations to provide listings. And the listings have to get sold. So there are rules, and there's the rules have to be followed. Otherwise, the listings get removed. There's penalties to the agents. You end up with this kind of not a government, but a very rule-based regime for listing property. And the rules are set by the real estate agents and by the brokers and their firms and the MLSs. And a lot of these rules are about to change. So traditionally what we have is a monopoly kind of system. And I use the word monopoly because I think that's what it is, and it's pejorative. I don't like it. I don't think it's good for the customers and for the clients. It is good for sellers. It is good for real estate brokerages and firms because we get paid more. But if you're a buyer, you're paying more. So it's a double-edged sword. It's two sides of the same coin. It's not good to not have competition. Antitrust, that's what monopoly is. We have laws that protect us against that. So why is it antitrust? Why does it seem monopolistic? And why is it about to change? There are laws against monopolies, and the MLSs have been getting sued. The associations of realtors have been getting sued. Different parties have been getting attacked legally from different angles on these antitrust issues for many years now. It's not new. But finally, it seems like some of these suits are starting to get a little bit of traction. And the way that they're getting traction is by, I'm probably not going to explain it right, but there are some cases that are working their way through the legal system right now in which the plaintiffs are going to force the MLSs to change a very one of the rules that creates this antitrust situation. The rule that the MLSs are probably going to have to change, depending on these court cases, is the one in which listing agents are forced to or required to include the commission amount that is being offered or the compensation that's being offered to a buyer's agent to sell a property. So that's the way it's been working for a long time. That is the traditional situation. At the early stage of listing the property, the seller agrees to a commission amount. And that's because the MLS is required. You cannot get on the MLS, the multiple listing service, unless you offer a commission. Therefore, at the early stage of listing your property to sell on the MLS, you have to have the commission already figured out. And that is not only the commission that is being offered to the listing agent. That obviously needs to be figured out. That you have to, if you're going to hire a listing agent, they're going to want to know what their compensation is going to be. You're going to want to know what you're going to have to pay them. You make that, you put that in the agreement, and that's obvious. But why do we have to figure out the buyer's compensation at such an early stage when there isn't even a buyer yet? That is the issue. That is the rule that is probably going to get changed. And the way this looks is, if you're a real estate agent, you get on the MLS, you can see what the compensation is that's being offered. And that creates this binding contract. So if I am a buyer's agent and I go look up an address, 123 Elm Street, I'll see that Realtor Joe has it listed for $500,000, and 2% is being offered to whichever buyer's agent closes this deal. So I bring my buyer client to check out 123 Elm, and they like it, and they instruct me to write an offer. And I know that by doing so and closing that transaction, I'm going to get paid 2% because it's on the MLS. I don't have to negotiate it. It's just there. And that is because that's what Realtor Joe put on the MLS at that early stage of listing the property. That's what's going to change. So the courts may be requiring MLSs pretty soon to not post what the buyer's agents are going to be offered for a commission. That is because it is kind of monopolistic. The main reasons that I believe this is being argued as monopolistic is it takes away the ability of the buyers and their agents to negotiate the commission, and therefore the overall cost of the transaction at that stage. Because by the time the buyer gets involved in under the traditional rule system where the MLS is setting the compensation amount, or the listing agent on the MLS is setting the compensation, by the time the buyer gets there, they've had no say. The compensation is already negotiated, and the price is already inflated to account for a super high commission, probably. That's just been the trend. So in my case with my hypothetical here with Realtor Joe on 123 Elm Street, and I brought my buyer, they were very happy to, you know, finally get a home that they could afford for $500,000. But wow, 2%, that, and I'm happy as a buyer's agent to get 2%, even though it's a little bit lower than 2.5%, it's still good. But you know, the buyer didn't get to choose. They didn't have any say in that. And that tends to be monopolistic and against the antitrust laws. That's what's being argued. And if the plaintiffs in these cases get their way, we will go to a system where instead of there being a 2% offer on the MLS, there is no offer for any compensation. And instead it will work like this. Realtor Joe lists 123 Elm Street for $500,000, and my client likes the property, and they say, let's write an offer. I will have to, as the buyer's agent, write the offer and include that the buyer's requesting that the seller pay Realtor Chuck 2% commission, and that'll give the seller an opportunity to respond as well. And either they come up with an agreement either they agree to 2%, or they come up with some other number. And then it puts the burden back on me to decide if I'm happy with, as a buyer's agent, with what they've agreed to. So now let's take a step back. What if I, as a buyer's agent, am not happy with what is being agreed to? Well, that puts the burden on the buyer's agents to establish their value at an early stage also. So whereas before, all this discussion about what is a realtor worth was happening on the listing agent side at the early stage before even listing the property on the MLS. The agents would say, well, we're a big firm, and we'll get your property sold quickly. Therefore, we're going to, and for the highest amount, therefore, we're going to ask you to pay us 6% or 5%, whatever it is. Discount firms were charging less. Now, instead of that happening at the early stage, that discussion is going to the buyers if we have this rule change. So at that early stage, when you, as a buyer's real estate agent, when you acquire a buyer, or when you as a buyer hire an agent, at the early stage of starting your relationship and seeing property, there's going to be a written agreement, and this already exists, but no buyer's agents really use this. They should, but they don't. There should be a written agreement between the buyer and the buyer's agent, in the same way that the seller and the listing agent would establish an agreement. It's called a listing agreement. There should be a buyer broker representation agreement. And that's when you have this discussion: what is my agent worth? And now this is going to be happening on the buyer side. So this is interesting, because this is more like commercial real estate. This happens in commercial real estate all the time. Commercial real estate agents are familiar with this negotiation, whether it's for a commercial lease or a commercial sale. When a commercial agent is representing a tenant or a buyer in commercial real estate, they will often find a property that their client likes. And at the early stage of, before writing an offer, they will write a letter of intent. And the letter of intent will include information about what their client thinks the property is worth, like a proposed offer amount, so that they know that they're not wasting their time in considering investigations and a negotiation and showing the property and going through all the work that it's going to take to sell the property. They're going to bullet point the important parts of what the proposed purchase agreement is going to look like, or the proposed lease agreement is going to look like. As long as that letter of intent has reasonable terms that both parties agree to, then they proceed. And that's going to include a commission for the buyer's agent. And buyer's agents in commercial real estate transactions, they do this already. They have a compensation agreement. So the buyers and tenants in commercial real estate, they know that their agent is going to have to get compensated a certain amount. Therefore, when they negotiate with the seller or the landlord of the property, if they can't negotiate what the commercial buyer or tenant agent is going to be compensated, then the buyer is liable for the compensation. So if the seller is not willing to pay what the commercial agent is worth, or what the commercial agent has negotiated with their buyer or tenant, then the buyer tenant has to pay, because probably a written agreement exists obligating the buyer or tenant to pay the commercial agent on the buyer side. Well, I hope that makes sense. That's probably the direction that residential real estate is going if this rule change comes into effect. If it doesn't happen, then it's still important to know that you as a buyer, as a seller, as a tenant, rental, landlord, whatever side you're on and whatever type of transaction you're in, you need to know that you can negotiate your commissions. If you're an agent, you need to negotiate your commissions and get it in writing. Getting it in writing does create an obligation. And if you don't get it in writing, there is no obligation. In California, you have no interest in land and real estate, in a commission for the sale of real estate, in a commission for the lease or rent of real estate. You have no interest, period, unless you get it in writing. And it's really interesting how we've gotten so many years in residential real estate sales with buyer's agents doing very little to get their compensation in writing at an early stage. They always wait till they're writing an offer, and then they finally have, for that one property that they're actually writing an offer on, a written agreement for what the compensation is going to be, even though they're probably showing dozens and dozens of properties and doing all kinds of work with no obligation to be compensated. They're basically working for free. So that could be getting changed really soon. I hope it does, because I don't like monopolies. I don't like the way the big firms have bullied the rest of the agents that are in the business and bullied in the rulemaking process to keep their inflated commissions I mean, I do like, who doesn't like making more money? Because that has been the effect, is that we all make more money, but our clients don't like it. Our clients want to see more competition, and that's why we're having these lawsuits. Our clients don't want to be paying inflated amounts of money for real estate because of transaction costs. They want to be paying what the actual costs are without having to pay a tax. Basically, that's what it is, a tax for doing business with on the MLS. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions about real estate commissions, whether you're an agent, an attorney, a bank, or anybody who is hiring a real estate agent, or if you're looking to hire a real estate agent and want to talk about what our office is willing to do for you, give us a call or send me an email, chuck@fund2000.com. And it's an interesting discussion. I like competing for business, and I'm never afraid to talk about compensation. Some firms will not talk about it. The bigger the firm, you can think of the Berkshire Hathaways, the Coldwell Bankers, a lot of the Century 21s, and all kinds of real estate offices. You cannot talk about commissions. They will say that's a hard no. And they'll make arguments like, this is what we're worth and here's why we're worth it. And really, their value is tied up in the MLS. Their value, they're not doing anything except for listing a property on the same MLS that any other realtor or agent listed on. And that's why we have done well, because we can do the same and sometimes more, usually more actually, because we have incentive to work harder. We train our staff. We're better educated. We have more experience, and we're able to do a much better job because of our experience and knowledge for our clients. We're not just in and out of the business. I've been doing this for almost 20 years, and next year is going to be 20 years. And my staff, they're also well established in the business. They haven't been in as long as I have, but I train them and I talk to them and they work with me, and we all enjoy the business, and our clients are happy with us. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out, chuck@fund2000.com.